Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey everyone, Kara Bradley here. This week I've got a jam-packed episode for you. But first, I've got some good news and some bad news. I'm going to tell you the bad news first. The bad news and the very obvious news is that you have a very busy mind. You do, I do, we all do. We are walking around busy, frazzled, jam-packed with thoughts and emotions and things to do. So that's the bad news. The good news is there is a better way to live. And you can train your mind to be less busy, to be more stable, and to have more clarity. And this is what we're going to talk about this week. First, I want to introduce you to your busy mind. And again, I say you, but I mean all of us. We are all walking around with just way too much going on between the ears. Most of us are crazy busy. I talk about this a lot. We're frazzled. We're tied up in like a small ball of knots. We've got too much of everything, too much to do, too much to think about, too much information. And our busy minds are really just a complicated combination of habits, beliefs, conditioning, experiences, advertisements, things we're supposed to know or think we're supposed to know, things that we do know. So we're walking around with a collection. I often think about it as luggage, mental luggage. Like we're carrying around two huge, heavy pieces of baggage around with us all the time. And because of all this stuff that we're holding onto in our busy minds, it slows our system down. It's almost like having too many apps open on your phone. You know, it drains the battery. It slows down the system. And so we're all walking around with busy minds. So let's just, you know, we'll just leave it at that. And so I have a question for you. What does your busy mind feel like? It's really helpful to actually think about this stuff. It's helpful to really look at your busy mind. What does your busy mind feel like? Some say it feels like a fast-moving highway. It feels like a monkey swinging from tree to tree, never stopping to pause and look around. Some say it feels like a puppy dog just running around, bouncing all over the room, jumping on the couch, jumping, sliding underneath the table, picking up this and chewing on that. Some people say their busy mind feels scattered, unfocused. It feels very tense and tied up. It feels unbelievably disconnected. So these are just some things that may have come to mind for you. What does your busy mind feel like? The next question is, how does your body feel when you're busy? How does it feel in your body? What do your muscles feel like? What is your heart rate like? What is your breathing like? What is it like to be you when you're crazy busy? Think about that for a sec. Oftentimes I hear it feels like I'm disconnected from my mind, right? I can't feel my body when my mind is crazy busy. I feel tight and constricted, tense, even heavy, right? There's just this sensation of just being so jam-packed in my body that I can't even think straight, or the other way around, so jam-packed in my mind that I can't feel my body. So I'm just painting the picture for you here because in order for us to move and shift beyond our busy mind, into a space of more clarity, we need to really know what our busy mind is so busy doing. So what are we doing when our mind is thinking constantly? What is going on between the ears? Our busy minds are a collection of so much. In fact, the Buddhists, the ancient Buddhists, they were the neuroscientists of their time. They spent hours and hours looking at all of the different ways our minds can think. And they came up with 52 specific mental patterns of our mind. Isn't that amazing? 52 different mental patterns or formations, they call it. And they're not all negative. We all often think that all thinking is negative, and that's not the case. But there are some positive ways that we use our mind. Of course, we all know this. We're creative and innovative, and we're able to connect and compare in a positive way. We're able to focus and pay attention and to be grateful. And then there's a load of mental patterns that don't serve us all the time, such as worry, or constantly ruminating about the past or the future, constantly comparing ourselves to others, competing in negative ways, judging ourselves, judging others, right? So there's a lot of patterns that our mind gets very busy doing all the time, repetitively over and over again. And it slows us down. It holds us back. It disconnects us from ourselves and our potential. It disconnects us from others. And it really cuts us off from being able to access our deep intelligence, our vast intelligence that we can manifest from, that we can create from, that we can connect from and innovate. So our busy mind is like the static on those old TVs. Remember when we didn't have the high def? When we had all the snow on the screen? That's what our busy mind can be compared to. We can't see the world in high definition when we've got that static or that snow blocking us or fading the view, muting the view somewhat. So let's take another look at our busy minds in five ways. Again, this is really helpful because as you go on with your day, understanding what your busy mind is so busy doing is going to help you to recognize how to shift past it. So I talk about these different ways that our busy mind operates in my book, On the Verge. Really simple. Sloppy brain. We have sloppy brains sometimes. I know I do. Sloppy brain can consist of forgetting stuff, dropping stuff. I do that a lot, by the way. I still do. Unconscious actions. So, for instance, it could be like when you're getting out of your car and you've got your phone and your keys and your bag and your water bottle and you're trying to get everything out in one trip and then you're opening up your home or your office and you're dropping stuff and you know what I'm talking about, right? Or when we're just in a rush. We're in a rush and we're trying to get somewhere too quickly and we spill stuff and we knock over things or we bang our knee or our foot, right? That's sloppy brain. And so when it happens, just be aware and you can even smile and say, oh, there's my sloppy brain. Slow down, girl. Right? Slow down. That's what I say to myself anyway. Overthinking, overdoing. That's the second aspect of your busy mind. Overthinking, overdoing, right? Multitasking, which we can't do, by the way. We can only do one thing at a time, but we think we're doing a lot of things at the same time. We're just doing one thing really, really fast. And we know, research has shown, trying to multitask is completely inefficient. So overthinking, overdoing creates stress in our body. It creates stress in our minds. It makes us inefficient and unproductive. It could be like writing the email while somebody's talking to you from the other room, right? And you send the email and you didn't spell check or you didn't read it again. And you're like, oh man, that just didn't come out the way I wanted to say it. Overthinking, overdoing. The next quality of your busy mind is just being crazy busy. I like to think of this as mental speed, being on that fast-moving highway when you're trying to process too much, plan, fix, figure out, just doing too much thinking at one time. Crazy busy. To me, it feels like speed. To others, it feels like tension. What does it feel like for you? The next quality of your crazy busy mind is autopilot. So we do this all the time. We're kind of on that dull train, right? That auto train. We get on the train, we just shut it off. We don't even have to think about where we're going because the train's going to take us there. Oftentimes, this is what being on autopilot's like. We are on autopilot often when we're driving, when we go from work to home and we don't even think about the drive, right? Or when you're going somewhere else and you start driving to work by accident. I do that a lot too. We're going through the motions. We also go on autopilot when we're eating or when we're just, emptying the dishwasher, folding the laundry, doing stuff that seems so mechanical, but we miss so much about life when we're on autopilot in our busy mind. And last, the last quality of our busy mind is the information overload syndrome, I want to call it. It's a syndrome, right? We're all barraged with too much information. There's news and music, and there's the boings and the gongs of our phone and our devices. There's music. I think I talked about it in one of the last, Finding Inner Silence in my last podcast. There's noise everywhere. So we can protect ourselves from information overload by just being more mindful of how we accept information and when we need to shut stuff down and just not look at Facebook 15 times a day, right? I recently just took Facebook off my phone, off my iPad, and decided, you know what? I'll check it once a day and that's going to be enough. So we can do something about our busy mind by becoming more mindful. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Our busy mind, in general, it just keeps us in this foggy, blurry, snowy, muddled, muted, hazy, drony, I just made up that word, kind of way of living. So just to recognize it and not to beat yourself up about it, because we are all walking around in our own busy minds. Maybe we have more sloppy mind. Maybe we have more crazy busy. Maybe we have more autopilot or overdoing. But we all have some combination of those qualities. And just to admit it, to be kind to yourself, knowing that we are just conditioned in our society to be walking around like this, now I will tell you there's a better way to live. Underneath all the static, beyond the mental junk, there is a better way to live where we can slow down. We can settle down. We can learn to do one thing at a time, to pay attention on purpose to what's happening right now. To show up in this moment. In other words, to be mindful. You can train yourself to be mindful more often. I like to call it mental strength training, mental fitness, mind training. Besides caring for your body, training your mind is the most important thing you can do for yourself. Nobody's going to do this for you. Nobody's going to help you shift beyond your busy mind. Mindfulness practice, mindfulness meditation practice, is really the training ground. It's your mental gym for starting to slow down, settle down, pay attention on purpose, and condition your mind to not always shift into crazy busy, but to shift beyond it, into the space between thoughts, into the moment between actions, into that place I call the verge where we show up and shine in everything we do. So I'm going to end this episode with a short meditation practice. And this is just the beginning. You'll definitely want to seek out more instruction. So I talk about it in my book. I have multiple meditation practices on my app on The Verge. It's free. Go check it out on iTunes and Google Play. I'll have the links in the show notes. Find a qualified meditation teacher or series, a course, if you can. And then lastly, email me with questions. I want to talk about this with you all. This is my absolute passion, is to help getting people to not only move their bodies every day, but to train their minds every day. So I am your mind training cheerleader, okay? If you'll have me, allow you me to do that for you. And so now, if you can, stay with me for about 5 more minutes. It'll be worth your time, I promise. Have a seat. If you're driving, you can listen to this podcast still, listen to this meditation while driving, but just stay alert. We'll stay alert for it together. If you can, close your eyes. And now bring your attention to your body. Notice what it feels like to be in your body right now in this moment. So placing your attention in your body and fully engaging with the experience of breathing. Notice what it feels like to breathe in. Notice what it feels like to exhale. Inhale. Exhale. With a light attention. And now, as another way to hold your attention on your breathing, we're going to count our breathing up to 10. So like this, inhale, exhale 1, inhale, exhale 2, on your own, keep going. If you lose count, it's not a problem. Just start again. This practice is about paying attention or noticing. It's not about getting anything right. It's not about failing. So you can't do it wrong. Just keep counting your breath over and over. Paying attention like this on purpose is how you strengthen your capacity to show up for your life. in this moment, beyond crazy busy, beyond sloppy brain, beyond autopilot, information overload, and overthinking. So breathing and noticing your breathing. Breathing and noticing when you get pulled away from your breathing and coming back to your breathing. That is your mind training, your mental strength training. This is just the beginning. This is a little baby step forward. Practice daily. Use my app. It's free. It's got about a dozen short practices on it. Let's do this together. Let's continue to build the mental strength to not get trapped in our busy mind. It's how we show up and shine, everyone. Let's go shine out there together. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to next time.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.